This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Alaska's summer is short, but it can be extremely hot, and we're right to the point now with our nearly round-the-clock sunlight when that can happen, right, Rick?
June and July, in particular, in interior Alaska, is the time of year when if it's going to get hot, this is when it's going to do it. The highest reliable temperature in Fairbanks is 96 degrees in June 1969. Temperatures in the upper 90s have been observed in the area on some occasions. And of course, a state record high is 100 degrees set in Fort Yukon back in the 19-teens. So it can happen and does. The last prolonged 90-degree heat in Fairbanks in 2013, but we're no stranger to that. One factor that we don't have to deal with, at least we have not historically, when it gets really hot in the interior, it tends to be very dry air, so bad for fire weather, but that does allow temperatures to cool off at night. But in that 2013 heat wave at the Fairbanks Airport, at least we had the highest several-day average low temperature and the first midnight-to-midnight occurrence of a low temperature of 70 in Fairbanks.
But again, low humidity.
Almost by definition for interior Alaska, if it's going to be 90 degrees, the humidity has to be low. We just don't have the moisture supply to get the very high temperatures and high humidity at the same time like they do in the parts of the lower 48.
And that makes it so much more pleasant. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.